From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, April 5th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Victoria Addison is reporting in the Columbia Green Media. A federal judge has ruled in favor of a Cairo-Durham first-grade teacher following a seven-year court battle. The decision was handed down by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in Manhattan on March the 30th. The school district must now pay Donna Scarpinelli de Oliveira for damages incurred when the district violated her rights under the Federal Family and Medical Leave Act. She was terminated by Cairo-Durham in 2010 for taking 23 days of unpaid leave following the birth of her child. The trial will begin on August 21st when a jury will hear testimony to determine the amount of damages de Oliveira is owed. She is currently employed as a kindergarten teacher by New Lebanon Central School District. Cairo-Durham district officials declined to comment on the ruling. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential. In the wake of the extender legislation passed by the state legislature on Monday, April the 3rd, school districts are wary of what comes next with their budgets going to local voters 2 weeks before the extender expires. The legislation passed this week prevented a government shutdown, but it did not address the issue of school aid for the 2017-18 school year. This leaves school officials guessing about what the state will award. State aid and local property taxes are the two largest revenue sources for most districts in New York. The annual budget vote and school board elections will be held on Tuesday, May 16th, and district property tax report cards are due to the State Education Department no later than April 24th. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. Barry Rulison is reporting in the Times Union that Albany Broadcasting, the company that owns WROWAM, wants to build a 2.6-megawatt solar farm underneath its three transmission towers located just south of Exit 23 of the state thruway in Glenmont. The company applied for a building permit with the town of Bethlehem on March the 10th. A variance must be granted before the project can move forward. Albany Broadcasting has hired Dynamic Energy of Wayne, Pennsylvania, to engineer and build the solar farm. The proposed 2.6-megawatt solar farm could provide enough electricity for 380 homes. WROWAM dates back to the 1940s and has operated under various formats over the years. It is now the music station known as Magic 590 AM. You can read the full story in the Times Union. Emily Masters of the Albany Times Union reports that a barge carrying 60,000 barrels of refined gasoline crashed just outside of Catskill on the Hudson River on Tuesday, April the 4th. The barge spent hours listing in the Hudson River off Dutchman's Landing in Catskill, but not leaking. Coast Guard spokesman Charles Rowe said no injuries had been reported. The Daily Freeman reported that the Department of Environmental Conservation spokesman Sean Mahar said the barge ran aground on the, and I quote, shallow sandy river bottom, end quote, at 8:30 a.m. The RTC-150 barge is owned by the Staten Island-based Renair Transportation Company and was moving from Newburgh to Albany with the Meredith C. Reinhauer tugboat when the barge ran aground. The company said the barge ran aground, and I quote, in foggy weather. There doesn't appear to be any damage, end quote. Company spokesman Gary Gold said, and I quote, it's listing a bit, but there's no hull break and no leaking, end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo arrived on the scene in the afternoon to give a statement. The State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sigos was also there, with state police investigating and the Catskill Fire Department, Greene County Sheriff's Office, Catskill Police, Greene County Emergency Services, and DEC officers also responded, the Register Star reported. Sagos told reporters at a news conference at the scene with Cuomo, and I quote, something went wrong this morning and we need to get to the bottom of it, end quote. The governor said, and I quote, you don't have to be an environmental activist to be concerned, end quote. Daniel Zuckerman recorded his remarks.
This morning we had a barge, as you can see, that ran aground very close to shore. It's amazing how close the barge was. The reportedly, the weather was bad, the visibility was bad, there was a high level of fog, but it's shocking to me how close it actually came. The barge has 2.5 million gallons of gasoline on it, and it is aground, and apparently it's sitting on rock rocks that extend out into the channel. The question, of course, is how to handle the barge, and make sure that there's no leakage from the gasoline. That's what the authorities are discussing now, both with the company that owns the barge and the tug, as well as with the Coast Guard. The initial concept is to offload the barge, because if the barge ruptures where it is, as the tide goes down, there's more weight on the barge, that would be a significant problem. So they're discussing it now, what's the best course. Offloading gasoline is also not an easy process. That's a complicated process, and there's a possibility for an accident or spillage in that situation. So the options are being discussed. There will obviously be then a thorough investigation of why and what was the operator doing, et cetera, which will be left to the Coast Guard. But first order of business is how do we offload the gasoline and move the barge safely without any spillage. Our concern is the Hudson and the water and the environment. This is a water source for many communities, as well as the habitat, et cetera. A spill or leakage would obviously be potentially catastrophic results. So you want to stay very close to it. I want to thank the first responders who, as usual, have done an amazing job. We've had too much experience as first responders over these past few years. It did something that annoyed Mother Nature somewhere along the way, because she sent us floods, storms, and now our barge grounds.
Lance Wheeler spoke with a passerby at the scene of the crash.
You're upset.
I would say that I am upset today, this morning. Not as upset as I could be. I'm glad to know that there's no oil in the river, that there's been no release of anything, and so that's great news. But to see a barge up on the sandbar, possibly on the rocks, is definitely a troubling thing as we look at the larger scope of barges carrying oil up and down the river.
You obviously don't advocate for this much traffic on the river, right?
I think we really need to, as a community, as a state, evaluate the transport of oil on the river. Is it safe? What's the safest way to do it? And I think we have an example here of how, even if you're trying to be as safe as you can, bad stuff happens. And when bad stuff happens, when you're carrying millions of gallons of crude oil or home heating oil, it could be disastrous for the entire river.
Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, released a statement saying in part, and I quote, "I intend to make a request for a formal investigation into the cause of the accident through the U.S. Coast Guard and, if circumstances warrant it, the Office of Marine Safety at the National Transportation Safety Board," end quote. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Esopus Town Board members are the latest to join the Hudson River Waterfront Alliance against a proposal for 10 new sites with 43 barge anchorages on the river. The proposal would make it possible for more barges to carry Bakken crude oil, refined petroleum, and dangerous chemicals such as benzene between ports in Albany and New Jersey refineries, parking temporarily at 10 locations between Yonkers and Kingston. On April 4th, near Catskill, a barge moving refined petroleum crashed but did not leak. The proposal was submitted to the U.S. Coast Guard by the Maritime Association of the Port of New York, New Jersey, Tug and Barge Committee, the Hudson River Port Pilots Association, and the American Waterways Operation. Coast Guard officials have received 10,206 public comments on the proposal last year. The town of Rhinebeck joined the alliance a few weeks ago, and Ulster County Executive Michael Hine, the Ulster County Legislature, Kingston Mayor Steve Noble, and the Kingston Common Council are on record against the proposal. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. A flood watch remains in effect into Saturday, April the 8th, for all of eastern New York and western New England. The National Weather Service in Albany warns that recent rainfall and the snow melt have resulted in nearly saturated grounds across the region. A second storm system this week is expected to bring additional rainfall to the area beginning Thursday into Friday night, increasing the potential for flooding. As for today, the National Weather Service is predicting a partly sunny day with a temperature high near 58 degrees. For Wednesday night, a chance of rain after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 40 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, rain is likely with a temperature high near 47 degrees. Thursday night, rain mainly before 2 a.m. with a temperature low of 42 degrees. And on Friday, a chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 50 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 37. Sunrise today was at 6:29 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:26 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 5th day of April 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.